Recently, there's been a lot of talk about the role of corporations in our economy. But no one takes the time to explain exactly how they work or the benefits they provide. So let's give it a try. Corporations are designed to make a profit while delivering value to their shareholders. And by doing so, they drive economic growth and all the good things that come with it. And as corporations grow, many individuals invest directly or indirectly through mutual, pension, and retirement plans. These stockholders provide seed money or capital for corporations to grow. And in doing so, they create economic growth and reward investors with the opportunity to profit. In this video, we'll start with the basics of corporate structure. But be sure to check out later episodes where we'll dive into some of the specifics. Now, when you think about how a company runs, your first instinct may be to compare it to something like a school board or a homeowners association, or even Congress, where decisions are made by a simple majority vote. But corporations are more complex. In fact, there are three principal groups that govern corporations. They are the management, board of directors, and shareholders. Now, the relationship and responsibilities of these three groups are defined primarily by state law and a corporation's own charter and bylaws. That means each corporation is a little different, but all have government oversight. The management is made up of all those people with acronyms like CEO and CFO. Their responsibility is running the day-to-day operations of the company. Most importantly, management identifies and manages corporate risks. Now, the board of directors' responsibility is overseeing the strategy and performance of these guys and gals, the management. Within the board are various committees designed to tackle specific issues, such as audits, compensation, or corporate governance. Committees recommend policy for approval by the entire board. But we'll talk about this more in future episodes when we explain the inner workings of boards. The board of directors' main responsibility is to make decisions in the best interest of the corporation's shareholders, the people who voluntarily invest by buying stock. That's why they are commonly referred to as owners. Shareholders' piece of power is the right to elect these directors. They also approve mergers and acquisitions. And that's the structure of the corporation, employing millions of people in all sectors of the economy, providing health insurance and retirement plans, providing investment opportunities for all generations, and providing innovative products and services that affect every aspect of daily life. Be sure to check back for future episodes in this series, where we will continue to explore how corporations work and their role within the U.S. economy. See you soon.